Now, in the news this week, climate has been a recurring theme. Dutch campaigners have won a court case that will order the government there to cut greenhouse gas emissions by at least 25% by 2020, while the EU's climate chief, Miguel Arias Cañete, has criticised the UK government's decision, meanwhile, to cut wind farm subsidies. But what can the world of technology offer to the climate change crisis? With us here is Peter Cowley. He's a technology entrepreneur and an investor. Peter, in a recent study, 63% of all pollutants in the air in London, using London as an example of a big city, they're attributable to transport. So therefore, transport is potentially a big polluter. What realistic alternatives might there be to the fossil fuels that most forms of transport currently rely on?
Yes. In fact, there's another figure floating around that London is likely to be fined as much as €300 million a year for pollution, particularly in Oxford Street.
So fined.
By so
whom?
This is by the EU.
Gosh, that's not and something to write
this
home
is primarily
about,
is diesel fumes from buses and lorries. So do you want me to talk through what the alternatives are? So if you take some statistics, there are about 500 million cars worldwide. If you use batteries, which we hear about more and more, battery vehicles have been around for a very long time, if you remember the milk floats, and round about of those 500 million, there's about a million have been sold with batteries so far, of which there's a Japanese manufacturer is the biggest, and some people would have heard of Tesla, which has about 10%
the American car company. Because they did something quite radical last year, which was to announce that they were actually making a lot of their technology off patent so people could begin to work on it, couldn't they?
Exactly.
To try to stimulate the market.
Exactly, yeah. And they're also going to be building a very big plant to manufacture batteries which other people can use, including other car manufacturers.
Is this going to make a big dent in the problem, though? If we take London's problem and the threat of the 300 million in fines, what sort of a difference could we make with electric cars?
There's a big issue with electric cars for a number of us who don't live in cities, which is called range anxiety, where people are worried about running out of power. And a typical car will be a couple of hundred miles, maybe 250 miles. Tesla are working on that on the basis of putting superchargers in around the place, of which we've got only a few in the UK so far, which you can half charge the car in about 20, 25 minutes. Compare that with filling your car with petrol, which takes 5 or 6 minutes, and it will give you another 500 miles. One alternative is hybrid, where you've got a petrol engine or a diesel engine and a battery. And of those, there are about 10 million have been sold worldwide, and 300,000 or so are plug-in.
The fact is, the figures speak for themselves. The numbers that you have cited for the entire world are a small fraction of the total number of vehicles just in this small island, Britain. So we've got a long way to go before we're in a position to actually be changing the impact we're making on the climate, potentially, haven't we?
Absolutely, yes. And what pressures are going to be on that? When is oil going to run out? At that point, then renewables and therefore battery power will come in. Other pressures come from reducing the amount of pollution. So it's going to be policy, not price of the fuel, that's going to make the difference.
I'm glad you brought up the policy word, because I was thinking, well, if I was the mayor of London faced with a 300 million quid bill for my pollution problem, I would be thinking, well, should I invest some of what I'm going to lose in incentivising the industry?
Correct. And they are doing that. There are two manufacturers, one in London, one outside London, that are working on a bus which is hybrid. This is reducing the emissions and reducing consumption simultaneously.
But what is the bottleneck? What's holding this up? Is it just battery technology? Is it just that range anxiety? Or is there something else fundamentally holding it up?
Well, let's just work battery. The big problem with batteries is that although lots of things in our lives seem to be increasing in speed and reducing in size very rapidly, batteries are not. You're getting 5 to 8% increase in battery capability every year. So there's a big issue with batteries not getting there. But more strongly, it's just inertia in the system. It's the fact that the policies are not being pushed forward.
So with your entrepreneurial / investor's hat on, what can we expect to see in the nearest sort of timescales?
Well, we didn't mention hydrogen much, but not much will happen there, because the distribution of hydrogen, this is liquid hydrogen under massive pressure. So it will be in the hybrid, electric and hybrid. Electric, they are more expensive. It will take some time before one can make a decision. I mean, my hybrid car was more expensive than a diesel car. You know, it was probably about 30% more expensive. Why did I buy it? Because I'm an early adopter. It isn't price that'll push it. It's the environmental policy decisions by governments.
Let's hope so. Peter, thank you very much. Peter Cowley, he's a technology entrepreneur and an investor.